Mistakes were made. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Confirmation of that today in Uvalde, Texas, where the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School was in the building for more than an hour before he was killed.
A decision was made that this is a barricaded subject situation. There was time to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point.
Texas Public Safety Director Steve McCraw is critical of decisions made at the scene,
specifically highlighting the actions of the incident commander, the commander on the ground making the decisions here. He identified him as the Uvalde School District Police Chief, and he said it is an inexcusable decision that was made, and in hindsight, it was the wrong decision that was made to not breach that door. He says the Uvalde School Police Chief decided to treat this situation as a barricade situation rather than an active shooter situation.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Uvalde, though McCraw also notes that at the time, the incident commander thought children were no longer at risk. The Texas Lieutenant Governor scrapping an event earlier today at the NRA convention in Houston.
He joins a number of musicians who canceled their appearances, as well as Texas Senator John Cornyn and Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Those lawmakers saying it is due to scheduling conflicts. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was scheduled to speak here, will now send a recorded video message. He will be in Uvalde as well.
Fox's Alicia Acuna in Houston, where protests are underway, but former President Trump is still scheduled to speak an hour from now. Wall Street snaps a losing streak. The Dow up 576 points at the bell, back over 33K and higher for the week after 8 weeks of losses. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The rising number of monkeypox cases, now documented in multiple countries, has health officials concerned about the spread, even though it's not an airborne virus.
The World Health Organization's Director of Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases, Dr. Sylvie Briand, says in the past, monkeypox case outbreaks have been contained, but she called 200 cases in 20 countries unusual.
We don't know if this unusual situation is due to a virus change. It doesn't seem so because the first sequencing of the virus shows that the strain is not different from the strain we can find in endemic countries. And it's probably more due to a change in human behavior.
While doctors have said most infections appear in gay and bisexual men, they warn others could be infected if the virus continues to spread. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Turkey isn't ruling out support for Finland and Sweden to join NATO, but says concrete steps are needed to address security concerns. The two longtime NATO collaborators applied to join over Russia's war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeating reassurances.
We say this often, but it bears repeating. NATO is and always will be a defensive alliance. NATO does not seek confrontation with Russia, but rather we aim to prevent it.
This during a news conference with the visiting Finnish foreign minister, who says talks with Turkey continue. They're hoping to resolve issues before a NATO summit late next month. Some hope on the inflation front.
The Fed's PCE reading on inflation slowed to a 6.3% pace in the year ending in April. It's the smallest increase in a year and a half, mostly because gas prices declined. However, the core reading also improved to 4.9%.
Oxygen Ecosola. That's what helped to rally stocks. Again, the Dow up 575. Oil prices topping 115 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.